one of those guys that'll probably make the opening man 25-day roster. Outfielder Kevin Pillar.
Hey. Hey now.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How did that feel, that clap from two guys?
Yes.
Oh, the biggest ovation I got all spring.
Come on, man. Great. You had a great spring. You played real well. It's down to it as well. 25-man roster out today. Have they told you yet?
No, they haven't told me yet. You know, the last week or so, I felt like I was in a good position, but it's another thing just hearing it from those guys going in the office, hearing it from Gibby, Alex, letting them know. That's a phone call I've been looking forward to making back home to my parents and telling my wife for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Listen, real quick, you had a great spring, interrupted by that sneeze, which was ridiculous. And you know what's funny is I read an article in the paper the other day. You're like, I can either fight it or I can kind of embrace it and laugh about it. But I've put my back out sneezing before, and you don't ever expect that crap, do you?
No, it definitely wasn't part of the plan for spring training. I mean, I worked extremely hard in the off season. You know, most of it's just to stay healthy because, I mean, you know, I was in a good position to make the team, and I just felt like if I could stay healthy and I could go out and play well, that I was going to be in a good position. And then, you know, something like a sneeze sidelines me for 10 days, and, you know, it was extremely unfortunate.
Yeah, it was weird. Did you know that you did something when you did it? Well, because I did. I knew that as I was bent over sideways and I couldn't get up for 2 days.
No, I mean, it wasn't that extreme. I felt something, you know, before I went out to take the field, before I went out to stretch before the game, I sneezed and I felt a little sharp pain in my side. And, you know, the competitor in me decided not to say anything. I just went out and played that day and, you know, went out, played half the game, felt pretty good. I moved pretty good. It was something that was in the back of my mind. I was thinking, you know, what is this? So when I came out in the fifth inning, I decided to tell the trainers, like, what happened? I just thought I could go in for some, you know, routine maintenance and treatment. And, you know, I guess with everything that happened earlier in spring with Saunders and Stroman, you know, they took the conservative route and, you know, got me an MRI and decided to give me some time off to make sure that it healed, especially with an oblique injury. That's something that, you know, could obviously get worse and something that could linger all year. And, you know, it ended up being the best thing for possibly my career, taking those 10 days off. I definitely educated myself on my body and the type of workouts I was doing. And, you know, definitely helped me loosen up my lower back with something that I've been playing with for a long time. I just thought it was normal being a baseball player to wake up in the morning with a sore and tight lower back. And like I said, in those 10 days I was off, I worked with a doctor from Duke and, you know, changed the type of workouts I did. And this is the best my body's ever felt.
Good for you. It showed. You hit a couple of home runs in the spring as well. You had 7 RBIs. Defensively, you were great. Now take us through exactly. So today you guys find out, what's the routine? What's the process? What does Gibby do normally? How are you guys going to find out? Kind of walk us through the insides, if you will.
I wish I could tell you. I've never been around this long in camp. This is the latest I've been here.
Hey, attaboy.
It's weird. Normally my locker is one of the first ones emptied out, and I'm back on the minor league side by this time. But I don't know. I mean, the guys got home late last night. They played that night game in Kissimmee, and I showed up this morning and, you know, a couple guys that I expected to see this morning, their lockers were cleared out. So they had told some people last night as well, you know, that they weren't going to make the roster. So I imagine at some point in the morning, I would assume before the game started, he might call people in individually and, you know, let them know they made the team. I'm hoping that's how it is rather than just a, you know, a 25-man roster posted. I'd like to, you know, go in there and hear it from their mouth.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's something that, you know, since I've been playing professional baseball, something I dreamed of, making an opening day roster and getting a chance to play on opening day. I mean, there's nothing bigger than that in baseball except for playing in the postseason World Series. But getting a chance to play on opening day is going to be something extremely special.
Kevin Pillar, guest, hopeful outfielder and opening day roster guy for the Toronto Blue Jays. Did you get there this morning and start counting guys to see if you're down to 25? I would have got there and go, 1, 2, 3.
The numbers definitely are a lot smaller than they were last night, I'll tell you what. You know, just from looking around, we're pretty dang close to 25 lockers in there. Maybe a couple extra guys that they're gonna bring along to Montreal. But like I said, I'm in a really good position, and I'm just looking forward to getting in that office. This is probably the first time ever I'm looking forward to going in that office to see Gibby and Alex.
Kevin, you talk about being posted. Is it like when you were making a team in elementary school and the coach posts your name outside on the wall and you kind of scroll your finger down and you look for your name? You're like, yes, Kevin Pillar, Blue Jays.
yeah, that's what I'm not hoping it's like. But if it's like that, I'll be super ecstatic too. But yeah, I guess like you said, maybe they just go in there and they post 25 names on there. Not in alphabetical order, and you just got to scramble through. If you see your name, you're good to go.
Well, let's. I have a feeling, and it's a good feeling just because of the press and how well you played. Let's get to know you a little bit because you're probably going to be coming north. So your favorite band, Kevin?
I'm a big country music fan, so I like Zac Brown Band a lot.
That's like Zac Brown Band. That's like country rock, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a little bit, not super, folky country, but it's a little country rock. I've just been a big fan of them ever since they started. And I mean, I like Jason Aldean too. Pretty much anything country, I'm a big fan of.
Okay. Your favorite dessert?
Favorite dessert? I like cheesecake.
What kind? Let's slide. Me too. I'm a key lime guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with any cheesecake. With cheesecake, less is more. I like basically original with a graham cracker crust, maybe a little strawberry sauce on top.
Talk to me.
I like the cheesecake to speak for itself.
Never heard someone say that. I let the cheesecake speak for itself.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, favorite meal?
Favorite meal? I'm pretty simple. I like a good piece of chicken marinated with, rice and vegetables.
Hmm.
Kevin, who can beat you in an arm wrestle on the team, and who can you beat on the team in an arm wrestle?
I would challenge anyone in that clubhouse. There's definitely more I could beat than that can beat me. But I would have to say, maybe someone that could beat me. Let me think. Who's Donaldson could probably beat me. I don't know out of pure strength, but maybe just out of will. He's definitely a different breed too. I mean, he'd will himself to victory over me.
Best trash talker on the team?
Danny Valencia, without a doubt.
Mouthpiece? Is he a big mouthpiece?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's sarcastic. He's funny. He's a trash talker. Great teammate though. It's fun and light.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate you doing this. And honest to God, the feeling that you have today, hope you enjoy it and hope all goes well. We look forward to seeing you up here in the next couple of weeks. And congratulations on doing what you've done so far. Good work.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.